Hello and welcome to the Encouraging Angels podcast with Stan Szymanski. I'm your host, Stan Szymanski. Today is Thursday, May 9th, 2024, and I have a great show for you today. Neither Encouraging Angels nor Stan Szymanski nor anyone affiliated with Encouraging Angels is offering any type of advice on this program. We do not offer financial advice. We do not offer legal advice. We do not offer medical advice. We do not offer personal advice of any kind. Please consult a professional in the area of your need or interest. And everything presented here is for informational purposes only. Now, if you hear me taking a deep breath, it's because I'm having a walk while I do this. I'm out on the road today, and I am getting things fixed. I am really concerned about just how tenuous our supply chain is. And right now, compared to 3 years ago anyway, it's not horrible. But I'm getting a couple things done. A, I got a really great deal on some tires for my 26-year-old car that are being put on right now. Because I figure if we're going into a time of lawlessness, a time of chaos, a time of everything being turned upside down. And I just climbed a big hill. You may not get anything that you need. So to the best of our ability, excuse me, I'm going to pull over for a second after climbing that thing. To the best of your ability to pre-position yourself for success. So, new tires on a 26-year-old car, as you know, a lot of things can go wrong on a 26-year-old car. And actually, there's a couple things that I just live with that I have mended that allow the car to keep going and inspected here in Pennsylvania. The other thing is my tractor, because we 4 years ago moved out to a little homestead in the country, and one thing that you need to be operational to keep that place in line, unless you have, you know, 12 people working on your place, is a tractor, even a modest tractor. So my tractor is actually older than my car. My tractor is, I haven't checked the serial number, but it's somewhere between 45 and 50 years old. So this thing is an old beast, an old John Deere, which, you know, if you're just getting into homesteading or whatever, having an old John Deere is something that it's going to need maintenance, you know, at least once a year. In my experience of having one for 4 years now. But that thing just keeps on going. Even with the shortcomings, even with it burns oil. As long as I keep up on the oil and the fluids, it just keeps going and it keeps cutting. And doing other things like plowing snow. It's an old 210 and it is only 10 horsepower. So it's not a big tractor, and I'm looking for a tilling attachment for it. But I've got a plow, and it cuts good. And I had the PTO, which is the power takeoff, which, you know, drives the blades on your tractor. A little ball joint broke that's going to cost $20, and fortunately, my repair person just called me, and it's in stock at John Deere. So in a couple days, I'll have my tractor back And I can't say good as new for a 45 to 50 year old tractor, but good as can be expected. And I think that, you know, in the situation that I'm in, making sure that I've got a lot of extra oil and additives that help to keep it from burning as much oil, keeps the, you know, the motor lubricated, and to be able to treat gas to keep gas going longer, because if there's some kind of electrical grid down, trucks are not going to run over the road. You ain't getting gas. So there's a lot of podcasts out there that have talked about like storing gas and how to do it, and I'm not going to do that. And again, everything here, I'm not making personal recommendations to anybody. You know, consult a professional. But I'm sharing what I'm doing just today to encourage you, because this is the Encouraging Angels podcast, to encourage you to take care of the maintenance on what you have. Because going forward, I think that's the only way you keep anything. It's really the times that we're going into, I believe. As I go through the stores, I still see the aisles get, like at the grocery store, the aisles getting wider and the shelves, the length of the shelves getting shorter. They're doing everything they can to make the stores appear like everything's full and everything's like it used to be in America. But it's changing. I listened to, and there's a channel on Rumble called LTC Stephen Murray, Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Stephen Murray. And I would highly recommend going and listening to Colonel Murray. In the round table last night with guys like NC Scout and Clay Martin on, geez, I mean, and the Colonel, I mean, you can't, you know, put a price on the information that they're sharing. So check that out. Lieutenant LTC Stephen Murray. You know, I did a podcast yesterday, and it was, I mean, I was really proud of it. And when I hit save, it did not save. So I had a, you know, whatever, a 35 or 40 minute podcast that just did not take. And it's a second time in 1 week that that happened to me. So I don't know if it's because I'm, like right now I'm recording this on my phone and then I'll upload it. Normally I'm in my little studio, you know, taking care of this on an iPad. I don't know if it's because I have been signed in on my phone for EA, or I'm under attack. And I can tell you that, you know, our show has been under attack since early on. Since really a few months into it, because the podcast was taken off and I started talking about things like Ukraine and how it affects the average family, especially a disabled family. And I'm sharing this again, if there's new people listening, or for the new people listening, that there's a lot working against you that hasn't been before. And the life of the disabled is one of hardship most of the time. And especially for the caregivers, for those who have not abandoned those in their charge, it's getting more and more expensive. It's getting more and more labor intensive. And it's going to, in my humble opinion, I think come down to you, the caregiver, to really provide a life. It always has, but it's going to be just accentuated as we go into the time that we are in now. There is no more normal, folks. I'll take that quote from Steve Quayle. There is no more normal. We're in, really biblically, the time of the end, but we always have been, since the Apostle Paul said so in the scripture. And please go back to some of our older shows and address all the things concerning food, water, shelter, energy, and protection, and communications. Don't forget Jack Lawson's book, civildefensemanual.com. For $100, you will never get that much information for 950 pages worth of an aggregate of information concerning survival in that kind of situation. I'm trying to stay alive while I'm walking. I just want to encourage you to keep doing the things. Look at everything that you have that needs maintenance. And it's just not a car. It's just not a tractor. It's the broken window that you have. It is covering the windows on your garage so people can't see in. You've got to, discourage them from, seeing something in there that you have that they want. It is about getting to know your neighbors. Do whatever you can to engage with your neighbors. Throw a cookout. Invite 5 neighbors. Because you're going to need them, in my humble opinion. If you make one friend, you have multiplied your ability to navigate what's coming. All right, please consider supporting Encouraging Angels. Go to the Donate tab and click on the Cornerstone link and give with your card. We need the help. You can send something to our P.O. box if you like. That works too. And that information is right on www.encouragingangels.org. Click on the Donate tab to get that info. Well, this is Stan Szymanski. This is the Encouraging Angels podcast. And I look forward to seeing you right here next time.